We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York's coronavirus death toll is climbing quickly. There are now 385 deaths, a jump of 100 from just yesterday. The state has 37,000 confirmed cases. 21,000 are in New York City. Here's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
The increase in the death toll is alarming. There were 100 people who died in the last day. These are the sickest patients who need the most help.
Non-COVID patients are normally on ventilators for 3 to 4 days. COVID patients are on ventilators for 11 to 21 days.
This makes the ventilator shortage more acute. Despite reports of a lack of masks, gowns, and gloves, the governor says there is an adequate supply. He's still looking for more beds.
Our goal is to have a 1,000-plus overflow facility in each of the boroughs downstate in the counties.
Cuomo is angry. The federal stimulus package is shortchanging New York. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Long Island woman who draws blood for a living is giving a dose of kindness to seniors who are cooped up during this coronavirus outbreak. Here's WCBS's Sophia Hall.
Erin Whelan has been thinking a lot about the seniors in the Huntington area.
A lot of them are homebound. A lot of them, their families are, you know, practicing social distancing as to not get them sick.
Whelan, a phlebotomist at Huntington Hospital, started putting together care packages for the men and women from the local senior center, and they are being delivered to their homes.
So we wanted to keep them inside, keep them safe, but also give them things that we know they needed, like toilet paper, wipes, bread, pasta sauces. And, you know, we included like a little personalized note that like the community was thinking of them and to stay inside and stay safe.
Whelan says her goal to deliver the care packages to all of the 300 seniors from the center. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
President Trump is taking steps toward easing coronavirus guidelines. It'll be done county by county. In a letter to the nation's governors, he says federal officials are developing guidelines to rate counties by risk. Guidelines are meant to enable state and local leaders to make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing and other measures. The president's been looking for a way to contain the economic fallout from the virus. The Navy has been hit hard by COVID-19. Here's CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Navy and Marine Corps have 1/3 of the military's coronavirus cases. 8 sailors aboard the USS Roosevelt have tested positive. It was operating in the Philippine Sea. Now the entire 5,000-member crew will be tested. The Roosevelt is headed to Guam, where the acting Navy secretary says they'll determine whether the spread can be contained.
More than 200 service members have tested positive for coronavirus. China says it will start banning most foreigners from entering the country to help combat the spread of the virus. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
A few exceptions to this imminent ban on foreigner entry do exist, which include diplomats and possibly for trade, technological, and humanitarian grounds. Beijing did not include an end date to the suspension, only saying it'll adjust its measures based on the coronavirus pandemic.
China's traveler ban will begin on Saturday. Craig Allen's forecast calls for some rain late tonight, overnight low near 40. That rain will last into tomorrow morning. Then tomorrow during the day, we'll see some breaks of sun. It'll be a mild afternoon. Tomorrow's high around 60 degrees. Might see some rain again late Saturday night into Sunday. Right now, we have a mostly sunny sky. It is 55 degrees in Greenwich, 52 in Franklin Square, 55 in Nanuet, 58 and sunny here in Lower Manhattan.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.